Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I think our battle is not with time. No, there are tools to do in 5 minutes what took our ancestors months. The battle is no longer lack of information. No library on earth compares to the depth of knowledge in our pockets. We can learn, explore, travel, wander, acquire, build, connect faster than ever. So whatever is the matter? A new adversary. Stillness, calm, quiet, focus is the matter. See, less is still more. But that means we are now tasked with trifling through an endless more in pursuit of a more meaningful less. It's the old idea that when a customer at a drugstore walks up to, let's say shampoo on the shelf, and there are so many options that they actually become less likely to pick one because they get decision fatigue, right? We walk away. Data shows that less is more, right? I'd prefer the best 10 books in the world that I reread again and again and again over fragments of millions of books that I never quite put together, that I never really care about or act on. And I think we're at an inflection point right now where it's almost cliche to talk about how overstimulated we are. It's like, okay, we get it. Beeps, rings, notifications, emails, texts, all vying for our attention. It's not ideal. I hear that over and over again, and I'm like, you know, I've heard that talk before. Or at least I think to myself as I'm walking a track, listening to a podcast, checking my Apple Watch for text and heart rate, while also looking at the transcript of an Instagram reel someone sent me. Yeah, I've put a lot of thought into it, especially lately, where I'm sort of dancing with overwhelm. And, you know, when you're in these, you know, these spots, you tend to analyze, diagnose things, and in a sense, burn a lot to the ground in order to build it again. You know, these breaking points can be a valuable thing, especially when they prompt action.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Anyway, that's sort of the deal right now. It's like DMs, text everywhere that, you know, a lot of people take personally if you compartmentalize as distraction and don't answer. or going live, which is now the future, or showing the behind the scenes in my stories on, you know, these different platforms, but also mapping out a plan for my companies whose growth is dependent on deep work that I feel like I'm unable to prioritize because all these little things are pseudo important. And this is not me complaining, right? I really want to unpack this because there's more here than soon-to-be middle-aged man shakes fist at sky, right? This is me realizing that this influx of excess isn't just about an obstacle on the way to beat the adversary that stands before me. I'm telling you that it has become the adversary before me. And generally, a rule of thumb is, you know, if a thought helps me, someone out there will find value in it, right? Not everyone, or even most people, but someone will. And if you consider yourself that someone, hear me out, because this is about finding your levers, finding the things that move the needle, finding the stuff that matters amidst a sea of noise and marrying that to silence. Pausing the distraction, stepping away, all of it. If you're a writer, find solitude in which to write. If you're in the political arena, create space to read and philosophize and understand. If you're fighting for the manager or director position at your company, find out what differentiates you. You know, marry that to silence so that you can attack it every day. You can always drizzle, and this is important, right? This is the whole thing. You can always drizzle the texting and emails and DMs and lives and stories and tweets and all that stuff on top. But I can't help but feel the inverse approach is akin to building on sand. There's no foundation. We need more depth, personally, and in our community, societally. The thing about depth is that it's intentional. Depth and, you know, 140 characters, you know, they're antithetical. Depth and 30-second videos, they don't really coexist. I know this is a bit outside the norm compared to my usual catalog. And who knows, maybe even slightly odd. But I have this strange compulsion to share this because every once in a while I see the parts of me, the parts I'm most proud of, flicker. Just for a moment, flashing in front of my eyes, like those short Miami power outages during summer storms. As if to remind me, hey, this is who you are. This is what made you, and if you don't protect it, it will get buried along with so many other beautiful things that have eroded with time.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. See, I think you can have your cake and eat it too. You can practice those things that separate you. Find silence to sharpen the sword in an otherwise chaotic world. And still check your bud's Instagram stories, right? Still watch that true crime episode or, you know, tweet out thoughts on Twitter or X. But at least in my world, things feel so much more stable and in control. I have so much more momentum and power in my day. When those little things are looked at as dessert, right? They're not the main things. And when they become the main things, we lose the essence of what makes us special. We lose our leverage. I think the winners during this transitory time in history will be the ones who can, you know, both carve out calm and stillness to think deeply and simultaneously use those fast-paced micro elements or tools for scale? We must ask the question, when the power's out and the phone isn't on, what value do I add? And how can I grow that value exponentially? So that when the phone is on, and I do have all those little tools, they can supplement what really matters. You know, what do I need to do when the lights aren't glowing and no one's around? Because underneath the noise and chaos exists such a world, gently pulsing like the beating of a heart. And this is nothing more than a call to protect it so that it and you can flourish. What's up, guys? Eddie here. And before we jump into the next chapter, just a quick note. So, as many of you know, every single video that I've ever put on this channel has been created with the intent of building momentum in your life. If you want something physical to anchor that momentum, we've created the brand AGNS, or Always Grateful, Never Satisfied, for that exact reason. It's athletic apparel that embodies the very ideas and concepts I talk about every day. Because you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, we've created a code for this exclusive community, YWW20. You can use that on the website, agns.lifestyle, or right under this video on YouTube, all the stuff is there in the shop. Again, code YWW20 gets you 20% off the entire store. It's a great way to support the channel and also elevate your journey. Let it be a reminder to keep showing up. Appreciate your time. Always grateful, never satisfied. On to the next. So imagine you're sitting down, having something to eat, thinking, relaxing, reading, whatever you're doing. Someone walks up to the table across from you, pulls out the chair, sits down, kind of leans back, puts one leg over the other, casually tells you, you know, you probably don't have what it takes to do anything significant in your life. What would you say? Be outrageous, right? That's a ridiculous scenario. Well, let's say that the next day you get up, you go to walk, run, work out, and he shows up again. He starts running next to you, casually reminding you that the odds of you changing, doing anything for the better, are slim to none, that this is kind of a waste of time for you. You brush it off, you go to work, and guess who, right? He passes by your desk, leaves a little note saying, you know, that your bosses, your higher-ups, they're cut from a different cloth. They just see things in a way you can't. You'd probably tell that person to take a long walk off a short pier, right? Or at the very least, you'd understand how absolutely insane the situation is. People can't just walk up and talk to you like that. But now imagine that same person is you, living rent-free in your head. And here's the catch. You invited him in. You allowed the negativity and the doubt to live there. See, every time I think about that self-talk, I can't help but wonder, in a world of obstacles to navigate and challenges to tackle, why is it acceptable for your biggest obstacle to be you? Why should you allow or be okay with that? And I'm not saying everything's perfect all the time, every thought's pure bliss, but I am posing this question. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to? If you're not your biggest ally, if you don't respect the person staring back at you in the mirror, how do you expect the world to? Why is our inclination to tense up and refute the negativity from others, but sit back and accept the same nonsense in our own heads? If those words don't support what you're trying to build, I don't care who they're from, where they come from, why they're there, they don't deserve your time. And it's a simple awareness that they are not truth, but merely your fears and your insecurities trying to stop you from becoming who you might be. My biggest leaps in life, they didn't come from physical milestones or benchmarks. They came from mental shifts, convincing myself, believing myself, trusting in myself.
when the road is untraveled, when the story is untold. The positive and the negative are both make-believe. They are both fairy tales. They're options. They're theories. And guess what? You get to choose which option, which one will be yours. My favorite quote is, "You are always stronger than you think you are." Not so much because it reiterates how high the bar is, but because it reminds me how low we often set it for ourselves when we're not paying attention, how loud that negative voice can be. You know, when I was unemployed, I was writing, I was running out of money, my life changed because I stopped seeing myself as some lost, jobless mess, and I started seeing myself as one of the greats with a hell of a road to travel. See, people always follow through on who they believe themselves to be. I refuse to hear that you might fail and the not good enough, and I buckled up for the road ahead. And when you believe you can change and know that the road to your goals will be rocky, it will be uncomfortable, but worth it, you are taking that hostile voice and making him or her a spectator, not a decider of fate. And yeah, you will lose. You can't win all the time. And you will feel stuck. But life's not always smooth sailing. And sure, you'll be mad at yourself, but not every decision is a home run. But these situations are the byproduct of a journey. And here is my point. Self-belief is being able to differentiate your situation and pointless negative talk about the situation. It's about remembering that you are the gatekeeper of your own mind. When you believe in you, it places your faith, your strength, and your determination in the driver's seat. It makes everything else trivial, meaningless. It makes it an option that you are simply not going to choose.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
One of my favorite anecdotes or mantras is work hard in silence. Let success be your noise. That idea, in my mind, is perfection. Let your growth, your evolution, and yes, ultimately your accolades do the speaking for you. This always hit home for me for two reasons. One, because things of value come with a hefty price tag. We know this. Excellence requires sacrifice. It is, in many ways, both a daunting and worthwhile pursuit. And two, well, because we often conflate flailing around with progress. In fact, some of my favorite books, whether it be Deep Work by Cal Newport, Relentless by Tim Grover, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, part of what captivates me with these is the emphasis on what we are willing to do in silence, behind the scenes. That's where true meaning and value materializes. It's also where it's most difficult to commit and continue forward, because in silence, there is no audience clapping for you. There is no validation. When you're building and reading and improving, when you're at the gym or on those calls, establishing that foundation, putting in the hours, it's easy to look around and have doubts. And our brains go, I did the work, where's the reward? I sacrificed, so where's the payout? It's not intuitive to understand that, hey, it's not visible yet. One of my favorite metaphors, the lily pad pond, in which there is a pond with lily pads doubling in size every day, and on day 30, the pond is completely covered with them. So what day was the pond half covered? And if we're thinking quickly, we might be inclined to say, well, half of 30 is 15, so it was half covered on day 15. But that's wrong, because if they're doubling every day, that pond wasn't half covered until day 29. And only a quarter covered on day 28. Meaning every day before then, the change was so small that perhaps it wasn't even visible to the naked eye. So small that to onlookers, the prospect of it one day being covered might have seemed far-fetched. But what was at work was the necessary change to set the stage. To start what would ultimately become the exponential growth that is noticeable, impactful. Now, of course, lily pads are not human, but little thought experiment, let's say they had been. I'd like to believe that talking about their growth, their plans, right, them screaming about how great they are and what they will someday be would not have helped them grow faster. In fact, it might have potentially even distracted the necessary evolution. The growth was not them versus the world, it was them versus them. And that's the idea, right? It's okay to work on you, to make a deal, sign a contract with yourself that you are doing something now that only you understand. That won't be visible until a later date. Let success be your noise. Because there's often zero correlation between the loudest person and the one making the greatest impact. Let success be your noise, because you can't fake competency. Let success be your noise, because leaders don't need to proclaim they lead, and winners don't need to prove they've won, and virtuous people don't advertise their virtue. It's in the doing. That's where we pay the price, the steep price. I've always said the last 10 years for me, the hardest part wasn't failing. It was not when things didn't go as planned. The hardest part was simply not knowing. It was the whisper that, hey, all this could be for naught. That I'm wasting my time. That the whole idea is a car without wheels. And that's what hurt. But if I could go back in time, talk to my younger self, I would say, you know, all this, all of it, the ups, downs, highs, lows, it's making you who you need to be. And if something doesn't work or go as you planned it originally, relax. You learn, you adjust, and you move forward. That's how the doubling of lily pads, right, using the same metaphor, occurs. You're learning, you're growing, and that's a you thing. I talked a few weeks ago now about the difference between a fee and a fine, as discussed in The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. The weight of not knowing, it isn't a fine, it's not a penalty, it's the fee. It's the cost to get into the show, the ticket to something greater. But you have to walk through that door. Again, it's a decision, it's personal, it's a commitment. It's nothing that screaming and seeking attention brings. You have to trust yourself, believe in yourself, right? Your effort is doubling in size. It's compounding exponentially, and you don't need to convince others. You need to stay consistent and build yourself up until the world has to notice. Trust the mission you're on. As long as you're, one, moving forward, and two, learning and adjusting, you are destined for something greater. By committing, you have stacked the deck. By believing in yourself, you have rigged the game. It's about hearing and believing that voice that says, there's more in store for those who take it. and you are capable of that. That's the decision that will ultimately ring so loud, it will echo through time.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So imagine years from now, way down the road, you're older, sitting on your front porch, kind of fists propped up under your chin, you're staring out and thinking about your life. You're thinking about the decisions you made, the things you did and didn't do. What would you be thinking? What would you change? Would there be regrets? Now, there's a lot of research around this topic, and in one of the most important books written on it by Bronnie Ware, talks about the regrets of the dying. And one of them is wishing I had the courage to live a life true to myself. Right, so you're sitting there, you're looking out and you're imagining, what if you acted differently? What if you tried? What if you started? And you go back to that moment where you were looking fate in the eye and you had to make that decision, right? That singular decision. It showed its face repeatedly, but the decision more or less remained the same. It was vulnerability or safety. Choose one. Vulnerability or safety. Safety. That innate desire to not disrupt or challenge the way things are. Even when you know in your core there's more out there. See, safety is the wolf in sheep's clothing. Watching life happen through a window is incredibly safe. But it means you're forfeiting the essence of life in exchange for a front row seat to watch others live it. It means you don't capture that adrenaline that drives us. You don't take part in the emotion that excites us. It means you don't meet the people who would change your life, and you don't see the places that would take what you know of reality and transform it. No, equating safety with contentment is the product of outdated thinking, an outdated operating system. It's indicative of a way of looking at the world that used to be life or death, but now in 2020, in modern day society, it's regret. And the first step in changing something is to become aware of your current circumstance. It's to realize you're not wrong or guilty for thinking small or taking a back seat to fear. That's what humans do. It's our default setting. But it's your fault if you don't do anything to change it. It's your fault if once recognized, you don't pick up the pieces and create a different narrative. You know, I always say the most important changes we can make, they're simple. They're not easy, but they are simple. And that road to something new always starts with seeing beyond the confines of the world that you've accepted for yourself. Understanding the reality that dictates your reasoning, thought patterns, and decision-making can change. Because, my friends, if you can remember one thing and one thing only, it's this. Fear is not the enemy. It is the ally you need most. Inaction is the enemy. Doubt is the enemy, not fear. Seneca says we suffer more often in imagination than reality. Mark Twain has said, do the thing you fear most and death of fear is certain. It's like jumping into a pool on a hot day. You get a second or two of discomfort before you can acclimate into something better. See, people are stronger than they think they are. They are adaptable. They are resilient. But to see this, we must move beyond the stories in our head. So back to that rocking chair, you're thinking back, that fork in the road, and maybe you choose the challenging path, the one that scares you, and maybe you fall flat on your face. But you get up a little smarter, a little better equipped, and you keep going. And maybe you fall and you fail again and again, and then comes the criticism. But you see that maybe criticism doesn't kill you. In fact, it does nothing if you don't let it. And again, you pick yourself up and you carry on. And you pick up some allies along the way. You expand your skill set. You drive towards mastery. And day in, day out, you continue to fall, to trip. But eventually you look back and you see something you haven't seen before, distance, and you realize you are not the same person you once were. You realize what you have right now, simply through a process of falling and rising again, you have redefined your existence. You've redefined what's possible. You've redefined the people, the places, the things that matter. And it dawns on you that falling, that fear, that the unknown wasn't the problem, that's not scary, it's just part of being better. It's the cost of greatness. You've been looking at things wrong, hiding from exactly the thing you should have been running towards, allowing into your life the very things that held you down, making you think comfort was the goal when it was shackling your feet to the ground and advising that spectating was a good thing. No, not you. And when you sit down on that rocking chair and you look out, thinking of the life you made, let it be one of adventure. The failures that made you stronger, the wandering that unveiled life's beauty, and the ends that became beginnings, because that is the essence of a life truly lived.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's an idea coined by Aristotle that suggests knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. I want to talk a little bit about why I believe that to be true. I went on a trip to the West Coast a few weeks ago, and obviously there's a time difference there. When I came back, I was a little jet lagged, threw me off my routine a little bit, and for the first few days back in Florida, I slept in, which makes perfect sense, right? My body was still on West Coast time. But then 3 days went by, and four, and five, and then a week, and I kept setting the alarm, and I kept sleeping through it. And this drove me crazy, right? I love my mornings. And, you know, I can go into that some other time, but the bottom line is I kept, even knowing it's in my best interest to get up, I stayed in bed. Okay, so 1 week went by, going to bed, planning out my perfect day, setting the alarm, only to sleep in. It had evolved from, you know, a reasonable transition to a clear display of personal weakness. You know, mapping out what was best and then failing to do it because, you know, I was comfortable under those covers. Cue Einstein's famous definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. See, my perfect day on paper continued to be obliterated by the very elementary and foundational challenges of reality. And if you think this is small, I just want to remind you that the little things ultimately become the big things, right? In other words, no one conducts themselves one way for the small and seemingly trivial aspects of life and then, you know, suddenly levels up and becomes highly disciplined, you know, an organized force of nature when it really matters. No, you are who you are. We're defined by our habits and it filters into all aspects of life. You know, that's why Admiral McRaven talks about, you know, making your bed. You don't do the small things right, you can't do the big things right. And to me, this was a red flag. I wanted to fix this, perhaps needed to fix this. And I spent some time thinking about it. And as I was running, listening to an audiobook, it hit me. I made what I think is one of the most important connections I've made in a long time. And to explain this idea, I'm gonna briefly kind of take us up a level and explore one of the greatest checks on human nature in the history of mankind, and then I'll bring us right back down to the practical, the alarm clocks, workout routines, and daily planners. Right, sometimes the philosophical opens a door for the practical day-to-day problems we have in life, which is why I love connecting those dots. They help me see things with clarity. And so this began with a quote from James Madison in Federalist 51. He says, if men were angels, there would be no need for government. And what he's doing there is he's making a case for a constitutional system or technology that attempts to stop the greatest threat to government ever to exist, which is human nature. He's advocating for a framework that will save us from ourselves. See, it's not that human beings aren't capable of incredible things, beautiful things, magnificent things, because they are. But it's because they are also prone to do terrible things. We're prone to act irrationally, to seek and hold on to power, to break off into factions and groups. And success of the whole over a long period of time requires more than anything else that we're able to, and this is the point, recognize and repress those inevitable negatives. Let's not be delusional and aim for the perfection of men, because humans aren't perfect. Humans will never be perfect. And so to wrap this metaphor up, that's why the U.S. governmental system today is modeled all over the world, in places like Canada and India and Brazil. It's because it is brilliantly one of gridlock and conflicting interests. It's why the legislature's cut in two. It's why there's three branches of government all checking each other. A system of federalism. All because of the nature of man.
See, sometimes what you prevent is just as or more important than what you create. Again, perfect? No. But the expectation of perfection, it destroys more than it builds. This idea of utopia, or the perfection of human beings, doesn't have a great track record throughout history. It dismisses human nature. So, Eddie, what does this have to do with sleeping in the morning? What does this have to do with making tomorrow's perfect plan before you go to bed every night? And then seeing it fall to pieces when the pillow feels, you know, amazing at 6 a.m. Well, I'm going to hijack Madison's idea here. It's similar in the sense that you haven't allowed the best of you to take hold and flourish because you haven't addressed the worst of you that keeps trying to make its way into the picture. If you're aware enough to understand yourself and the things you do that get in the way of your happiness, you are on your way. Because you stop trying to jam a square peg of perfection into the round hole of reality, and you start operating practically. Looking to mitigate the things that you're doing that are constantly holding you down. Build checks and balances into your own life. I am no angel, and neither are you. So let's put ourselves in the best position we can to succeed and overcome the realities of life. Right? I mean, this very idea is why books like Atomic Habits and The Power of Habit have sold millions of copies, because they help us navigate around the mental traps constantly seeking to pull us into old routines. Right? The best way to not eat junk food, according to Charles Duhigg, don't have any in your cabinet. The best way to watch less TV, according to James Clear, hide the remote in a different room when you're working. Best way to stick to that workout routine, put your running shoes by the door, right? Make it easier on yourself to say yes, to defeat the demons that hold us back. Again, if we were angels in our own lives, we'd see that remote, we'd smile, we'd ignore it. We'd look at the Instagram app and we'd say, nope, not now, Instagram, I have a business to build. But we are not angels. And winning requires building systems into our own lives that allow us to win.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So how did I defeat that monster that kept me in bed in the morning? By making it so hard to say no that it was comical. By checking my temptation so that failing was actually more difficult than succeeding. I made my bedroom immaculate, went to bed early, laid out my clothes, put my alarm clock on the other side of the room with a glass of water next to it and an old album I made in 2014. To remind me how far I've come and in the purpose of the journey I'm on. If I was going to fail the next day, it would be because I said no over and over again to everything that's important to me. If I failed that morning, it would mean my priorities need adjusting, not my sleep schedule. And so the next day, I did get up, and as W. Clement Stone said, it was a little hinge that swung a big door. I believe life is about momentum. Feeling good about yourself, giving yourself the best shot possible to evolve, to grow, to chase down the meaning in life. And absolutely, we want to be better. We want our eyes fixated on the stars and our compass pointing towards the horizon. But we have to first unshackle ourselves from the delusion that we play by a different set of rules than the ones that govern the universe. Winning means understanding yourself and life so that you can be someone who rigs the game in your favor. That's why I love Aristotle's quote. Understanding yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Until you've truly captured what you want and how you're preventing yourself from getting it, you simply can't operate at a high level. And so I'll end with the reiteration that you are no angel. And no, you never will be perfect. But recognizing and forging your trail around that fact, positioning the best of you to outduel the worst of you, will take you a lot further than staying where you are and waiting for wings.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.